All right, so now we have a report that Joe Biden would consider stepping down from the race if, he says, if doctors come to him and tell him that he needs to step down. This appears to be laying the groundwork for Joe Biden to bow out of the race, although I'm a little bit skeptical of that, however, because I know that Joe Biden typically would refuse to give up power. But it could be that he is being threatened in other ways that we don't yet fully understand, like, hey, Joe, we have all this evidence against you and, you know, we don't want to release it. I'm talking about like the Democrat deep state. We don't want to release this and embarrass you and your family and Hunter and everybody. But if you don't step down, you know, some of this might get leaked. But people like Joe Biden, who are lifetime crooks, they know that there's so much evidence of criminal behavior and corruption and payoffs and, you know, everything you can imagine, kickbacks, bribery, fraud, international money laundering, wire fraud. There's just reams of evidence of that. And the only thing that protects him is staying in power, you know, wielding the power of the presidency, or previously as vice president, or previously, you know, for that as a senator and so on. He has been a power broker bully his entire life. That's who he is. And he's very unlikely to step away from that power unless he is really, really seriously threatened in some credible way. And that may be happening. Now, I wonder what Democrats are thinking right now, given Trump's incredible popularity following the failed assassination attempt. The betting sites have his odds of being elected anywhere from 70 to 80%. CNN has put out almost a panic report saying that Trump could get 330 electoral votes and that Trump has multiple paths to victory, you know, encompassing the swing states and so on, whereas Joe Biden, his paths to victory are very narrow at this point. And it's even possible that Trump could win, you know, something like what happened with Reagan, you know, 49 out of 50 states or something. That's not my prediction, but it's possible. It's within the realm of possibility at this point. So the Democrats are very much panicked. And I know some of them have already resigned themselves to the idea that Trump is going to win the presidency and that they need to play defense on the House and Senate and just try to make sure that Trump doesn't have, you know, a full House, House, Senate, and the presidency at the same time as he did in his first administration from, well, from January of 2017 to essentially January of 2019, you know, following the 2016 election. He had that. But back then, there were too many rhinos and a bunch of neocons in power. There are still some of those, but their numbers are far fewer. Now, today, MAGA has taken over much of the Republican Party. In other words, the Republican Party is really morphing into the MAGA Party. I mean, look at who was not invited to speak at the RNC, you know, like Liz Cheney, for example, right? Come on. You know, former Speaker Paul Ryan and so on. It's just a bunch of rhinos and nobody wants them in the Republican Party any longer. So, in other words, a House plus Senate plus White House under Trump this time could be incredibly effective and could be very powerfully stacked with MAGA people, America First Movement. And there's all kinds of legislation that they're already talking about wanting to roll out in support of that, securing the borders, opening up domestic energy production and pipelines and transportation, ending the LGBT indoctrination in our public schools and so on, all kinds of laws. But the Democrats, of course, are going to do everything in their power to stop that. And there are some Democrats who think they could still maybe cheat enough to, quote, win this thing. They do have an elaborate, extensive, well-funded cheating machine. Joe Biden bragged about that in 2016 on camera, by the way. But it is an elaborate cheating machine. And so they could probably fudge the numbers by a significant margin in many states. Now, that worked for them in 2020 when mostly Republicans weren't paying attention. You know, in Georgia, when they said, oh, we have a water line break and we're going to send everybody home. you know, people thought that that was true, that that was being done in good faith. And so they went home and they didn't realize that that's when all the vote rigging happened and all the ballots were rerun over and over again until they achieved the numbers that they needed to put Joe Biden on top. That's why you had the steal. You know, suddenly Biden's numbers were spiking. But they're not going to be able to get away with that this time. And they know that. There have also been many election integrity laws passed at the state level across the country. And in some states, they have disallowed unattended drop boxes where all the ballot stuffing or some of the ballot stuffing was taking place. And there are a number of other measures that have been put in place. And there's also more legal scrutiny this year, a lot more legal scrutiny. And think about the fact that Elon Musk has just pledged $45 million a month to a super PAC. I mean, a month to a super PAC that supports Trump. And some of that money, I would imagine, I'm guessing, would go to election integrity efforts, such as hiring attorneys to be watchful as these elections are taking place and to immediately challenge anything that looks suspicious. So Democrats are going to have a much more difficult time cheating this time around. That's why their plan was to kill Trump. That's clearly, in my mind, based on what I know right now, I believe that Alejandro Mayorkas is the kingpin, the criminal mastermind behind this attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump. They wanted to take him out. And then they have a pretty good chance of winning the election. Because they have a lot of cheating, and then, you know, Trump is the most popular candidate. If it's not Trump, it's not going to have the same strong, you know, patriotic appeal to the American people. So their effort to take out Trump, that was their best play, I mean, from their point of view. Obviously, a murderous, sick, insane, you know, criminally insane play. But in their view, that was their best play. And that failed. So now they're panicked to figure out what they can do next. Now, what do you think about other candidates? If Joe Biden does say, if he drops out for medical reasons, says, well, the doctors came to me and they said that I need to step aside for the election. I'm going to continue as president, you know, until Inauguration Day, but I need to step down from reelection. Who would the Democrats put in there, do you think? Who has a chance at beating Trump? We already know it's not Kamala. We know it's not, you know, Hillary Clinton. We know it's not even Big Mike or Michelle Obama. Roger Stone has repeatedly said it's going to be Michelle Obama. Other people like Gerald Celente have said it's going to be Governor Newsom of California, who is younger, but my goodness, his track record of failures with the state of California is only going to haunt him. It's hard to say, hey, I've been governor of this state and let me run the whole country into the ground. You know, that's going to be a tough sell for a lot of voters. So I tend to think that a Newsom candidacy is also going to end in failure. In fact, according to recent polls, no matter who is put up against Donald J. Trump, Trump wins anyway. No matter who it is. And so they probably can't stop Trump at the ballot box, or as Joe Biden says, at the battle box, which is what they actually just tried to do. They tried to do it at the battle box. It's just this guy, he's a never-ending gaffe machine. But this means, of course, they're going to try something other than the ballot box. And those are the options that we've already discussed here before. Those are options where the Democrat deep state attempts to do things like cancel the election by creating a much larger problem, you know, a nuclear war, for example, or something truly insane, taking down the power grid with a false flag cyber attack, you know, collapsing the banking system overnight, you know. Good luck. I think J.P. Morgan is not going to go along with that plan. The deep state could also try area effect weapons. We've talked about those possibilities. They could roll out with the help of the FBI and some MK Ultra operatives that they have on the shelf, ready to go, shrink wrapped and barcoded. You know, they can send them like guided missiles into any event. They can have truck bombs. They can have nerve gas agents, chemical dispersion. They can have all kinds of things. and they probably will. So I think that's their next most likely move, is to try to redirect a bunch of money into Senate and House races, put in a candidate to replace Joe Biden who isn't totally embarrassing, someone who won't have a total wipeout, like somebody who could still win California, for example, which might be Newsom. And then at the same time all of that is happening, I think they will try a couple more kill shots to try to murder, to try to assassinate Donald J. Trump. And I also believe that those will fail. And some of them may fail before they ever happen, right? So there could be some of these events, and maybe this has already happened and we don't even know, but there could be events that have been stopped that have never been made public, where we don't know anything about them. And we never will, because, you know, somebody got shot in the back alley or arrested or whatever, and or something got interdicted and, you know, it's done. There is one other possibility that I want to mention here. And you may recall that one of my sources informed me that there were surface-to-air missiles that had been smuggled into the United States across the open border by some enemy combatants posing as illegal immigrants or migrants. Did you know that surface-to-air missiles can, in some cases, be modified to function as surface-to-surface missiles? So I don't happen to know what exact model of missile they're talking about here, but it is common knowledge that there are certain SAMs, as they're called, surface-to-air missiles, that can be modified, different guidance systems, or just sort of turned into like dumb missiles that have no guidance at all. They just point it at a target and launch it. This could be used against Trump or a Trump vehicle or a Trump, you know, location where he is staying. This is a very real risk that we need to be wary of and, of course, work to stop. So keep that in mind and pray for Trump's safety and also pray for Joe Biden's safety. We want Joe Biden to be safe and to stay in the race. And we want this election to go off without a hitch, without any violence whatsoever, because I think if it's an honest, fair, and free election, then I think the Democrats go down in defeat. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and brighteon.com. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care. Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.